This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, with our group therapy, we had a hairdresser breakup. The hairdresser broke up with a client. And I guess hair is an important thing when it comes to the girls and the guys, too. Yeah, I think so.
But looking around the room, it's not that important.
Yeah, there you go. I know.
Tori's looks nice.
Oh, thank you.
20% of the girls say they have been so disappointed with a haircut that they've withheld the tip from the hairdresser.
That's one they're probably not going back to then.
Yeah.
I would.
And what do you do? Like, you know, when you get that to that point, do you give the hairdresser another chance? Like, I'll give you one more chance. And then if they mess up, you're not going to them?
It depends on how they messed up. If they just didn't get the layers exactly how you pictured, you could probably give them another chance. But if you went in wanting blonde and they turned you orange, don't go back.
Yeah, and I think it's also how you say it. You're like, you know, it's not quite what I had in mind. I probably didn't do a good job of explaining it. Mm-hmm. And then you just never call them again.
And if you didn't tip them, I wouldn't go back because now she's got control of your hair the next time going, yeah, you didn't tip me last time. Let's see what we can do here.
Be like a restaurant. She might spit in your hair.
Well, some hairdressers say that their clients have walked out mid-haircut.
Holy
They were so discouraged.
How can you know at mid-haircut? That's bad.
Yeah.
I never knew what it was going to look like till it was done.
Well, you know what? I had one time, I had this hairdresser, and I have little sideburns here, and I'm like, whatever you do, don't cut my sideburns.
Oh, she must have.
She cut my sideburn.
Because they're not there.
That was a long time ago.
No, so, they haven't grown back.
Okay. So she cut it off, and so I had one sideburn, and I'm like, what did you just do? I told you not to do that. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. She just thought they'd look better off. So
wow, yeah. I don't think I'd even pay her.
And she laughed. So 10% of the women say they've refused to pay the bill for a haircut because they hated it so much.
Wow.
And then 1% threatened to sue the salon for getting a really bad haircut.
That's the way to go. Go out in style. I mean, flames are burning.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people come in there with the expectations that they're going to walk out looking like a fashion model.
Hair. Right. Yeah, well, they have those little books and they're like, here, what do you want to look like? And you're like, cool.
Yeah, I would like that, hair and all.
Yeah, right. That's why I always go in and say, this is what I want. Is it even reasonable? Yeah. Can we get close to this? If not, do whatever you need to do.
And the hairdresser's like, nah.
I've had him tell me before, no, girl, your hair's too thin for that. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. That was hurtful, but thank you for telling me.
It's funny because you talk about the girl who just messed up your sideburn, and she's like, oh, sorry. But there's a lot of people in life like that. They don't see things as a big deal, and they're like, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes. Don't be so on your high horse.
Mm-hmm. It's hair.
It's gonna grow back. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If it's messed up beyond control, just give it time. It'll grow back.
You say that, but hair is super important. Get this.
And he says that with his hair like it is right now.
I need a haircut so bad.
So 20% have skipped a social function because they've had bad hair day.
Yep.
What?
So, a bad hair day. Yeah. And then 45% of the ladies say they would skip breakfast if they needed to spend extra time on their hair. That's about half of them. Wow. So I'm like, you know what? My hair just ain't doing right. I'll just skip breakfast today.
Well, I'll put a hat on and eat.
35% would rather spend extra time on their hair than get extra time of sleep in the morning. So they'll get up earlier to make sure their hair looks great.
That's Tori.
No, absolutely not. I'm getting the sleep. That's why I twist it up at night and it. That's it.
You come in here with makeup and stuff on.
Yeah.
It amazes me.
Because you make fun of me if I don't.
Well, it is
you
pretty
startling.
You call
me anemic and Hawk tells me I look, what was it that he said? Frazzled or whatever it was. So between the two of you, you've given me a complex.
Well, did I really say anemic?
More than once.
That's a really good description.
No, you're so hateful.
You said she looked like Professor Snipes.
There was that, too. Yeah, I forgot about it. Can I be excused? I need a mental health day.
Professor Snipes.
Yeah, when she had that dark hair, she had it dyed. Did you fire that hairdresser?
It was me.
Oh, you did?
It was boxed.
And she did. She fired her.
Oh, wow. Boxed.
I haven't been back to me since.
And it was, the box says Professor Snapes on it.
That's pretty funny.
Did you tip yourself?
Okay. And then 58% of women say they use at least 3 hair products daily to try to style their hair. And if you look in the shower, you got 55 bottles of shampoo or whatever it is. I don't know what you're doing in there.
I've embraced that as a man. Mm-hmm. I see it as just like having a perpetual sampler.
Hair is awful.
I'm like, I got all these things to try. If I'm in the mood for a green bottle, there's a green bottle. If I'm in the mood for a pink bottle, there's a pink bottle.
Yeah, but you know, when I'm like spending the night at a friend's and I wake up to use their shower and there's all those bottles, I have to be careful what you grab.
Yeah.
You know, for you think it's shampoo.
Uh-huh.
And it might be something else.
Like a light in your hair or anything.
Something.
Yeah.
Nair.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this is good info for anybody who wants to eat the maximum amount of Halloween candy without dying.
Okay, I feel like I've achieved that, but maybe I'm missing a few.
It's technically possible to overdose on Halloween candy.
Like in the old days, and I say old days, I mean like Romans and kings and stuff, the king would eat a little bit of arsenic every day, and he would eat a little more till he built up a resistance.
Really?
And so when they gave him a dose that should have killed him, it didn't faze him.
Didn't they have the wine tasters, too?
They did.
Because people would poison the king's wine.
Oh, never mind. I was going to say a volunteer's tribute, but... Never mind.
Yeah. You'd taste it for him, and if you didn't make it through the day, then he would say, okay, I'm not going to drink that wine. Well, someone came up with a formula that tells you how many fun-sized pieces of candy, which honestly are not fun-sized, in my opinion.
That's a lying in advertising.
You can eat in one sitting based on what lethal dose of sugar is.
Wow, there's a lethal dose of sugar?
It's 13.5 grams of sugar for every pound of body weight. You can eat more than I can, Tom.
I feel like I could achieve that.
Okay. For like, let's say, 180-pound person, 5.4 pounds of straight sugar would do it.
So a 5-pound bag.
That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
It is.
But I feel like I might have done that before.
Well, that's how much you'd get in like 262 pieces of fun-size candy. Or about 1,600 candy corns, if you're going to eat that kind of candy.
Man, go out better than that, folks.
Yeah, I don't want to die or overdose of eating candy corns.
Yeah.
I can pick some other candy that I would like to.
That's poor man's heroin.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like candy corn.
It's not the highest quality candy, though. I like them, too, but they're like junk food for candy.
I just always wonder why there's a cap on the things that taste good. Why is it never like, you can only have one piece of kale? It's always like, only have so many pieces of candy.
I'm sure there is. They just aren't worried about anyone eating too much kale.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone who eats kale.
You do.
What's the worst candies out there, though?
My wife.
Worst candies out there. Candy corn is not top of the list.
Licorice.
Licorice, I agree.
Elephant peanut toe, elephant toes, or whatever they are.
It's not elephant toes. It's circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts.
See, I knew you were going to say that. I like circus peanuts.
Oh,
no one hands that out. Most grannies that used to hand that out, it's gone now. You don't get that in your trick-or-treat bag. Or my kids have not gotten, in the past few years, they have not gotten circus peanuts. They have not gotten those popcorn balls that your grandmother would make and hand them out and wrap them up in saran wrap. Do you remember? And no razor blades, none of that kind of stuff.
No. Stuff. All right. Well, maybe, Cato, I should go back and try the Circus Peanuts because I probably haven't had them in 30 years.
I tell you what I don't like is Tootsie Rolls. I don't care for Tootsie Rolls.
I like Tootsie Rolls. They're like a poor man's chocolate.
Or the Sugar Babies. They hurt my teeth. They taste good, but they hurt my teeth.
Yeah, I pay too much for my teeth to ruin
them.
Well,
I actually get my kids to eat that when they have a tooth that's loose.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a sugar daddy. All right.
That's a good one. You're right. I was thinking of sugar babies. There's a difference.
Sugar daddy will really.
Sugar daddy will pull your tooth out. And also now or laters or whatever they are.
Why is there not a sugar mama? Have you noticed that? They have a sugar daddy and sugar babies.
Someone would be offended.
What happened to the mom?
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like there has been.
It seems like there was at one time.
I don't remember. Someone Google sugar mama for you.
If only there was a way to find out.
But maybe also put candy in the title of your Google search there.
And turn on safe search.
But you can calculate your own candy limit with this formula. Multiply your body weight by 13.5, then divide by 9.3 grams, which is the average amount of sugar in a fun-size candy bar.
I'm just going to risk it.
Okay.
Kato did too.
Be careful. We're Googling sugar mama.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of pictures of ladies.
Oh, you're right.
Bikinis showed up. And
how to find a sugar mom.
Wow.
Let's add candy to that.
Yeah, add candy to it.
I did see candy, sugar mama.
Yeah, they're little miniature sugar daddies.
Oh, with
daddies.
Camel. Okay.
They're like if you took the stick out of a sugar daddy and cut it into two or three slices.
So you got sugar daddy, sugar mama, then you got sugar babies. Where's sugar cousins? Or
we should stop asking. We're going to be Googling all day.
Yeah, sugar cousins. Just be careful. Apparently, you can't really overdose on fun-sized candy bars. You got to eat a whole bunch of them if you do.
Let's do it.
Happy Halloween.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, kind of like our Christmas toys crank calls, we love our crazy candy crank calls with Thelma Hollister. We lock ourselves up in the office and come up with some very unusual candies that should not be sold to kids.
Now, this is one of the most popular calls we do every year. This and the Christmas toys crank calls are huge. So we've been working hard on this one, and we have come up with some we think you're really going to enjoy this year.
Inappropriate candies for you.
Going to call a business. Happy Halloween, everyone. Got to get some candies.
Thanks for may I help you?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. What can I help you with?
Yes, I'm calling. My name's Thelma Hollister, H-O-L-I-S-T-E-R-Y. I'm the grandmother of 13 lovely grandchildren, and we're about to go trick-or-treating this year.
Is there something I can help you with?
Yes, ma'am. The reason I'm calling you, I saw some just horrible candies out there. Ella Mae Jenkins, she's a neighbor of mine. We talk all the time. But she forwarded me an email about candies that the kids should not eat this year. And I forwarded this email on to all of my friends. And I just want to say, I was going to buy my candies at your establishment, but I wanted to make sure you didn't have them there because I don't want to support any business that sells these candies.
Oh.
If you don't mind, do you have a quick second? Just let me ask you about a couple.
It has to be a very quick second because I have to
Okay, I'll make it quick. All right. Do you have roadkill roll-ups?
No, we don't have anything like
good,
that.
Good. Do you have pesticide pops?
No, we don't.
How about blubberlicious bubble gum? See?
No, ma'am, no.
That sounds disgusting. All right. Do you have greasy pieces?
Are you trying to say Reese's?
No, not Reese's pieces. These are greasy pieces.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
None of those.
That sounds disgusting, don't it? That's not good for kids.
I would imagine not. But is there anything else that I could help you with?
Yeah, like, I have a few more. Do you have colon blow pops?
Ew. No.
Yeah. No. Ew.
Oh, no.
I might need some of those, though, because I'm 83 years old. That might work for me. I'll ask my doctor about that one.
What in the world?
Yeah, I know, dear. I know. Do you have poisonettes?
No.
That's dangerous.
No, I can't.
How about do you have the super sour septic suckers?
No, we don't.
Do you have Zit Kat bars?
Ew, gross.
Yeah, I told you that's some of the candies out there for our little trick-or-treaters, and our little youngins don't need these things. That's why I'm not going to shop at any establishment that sells these, so you're doing good so far. Do you have Starburps fruit chews?
No, we don't have Starburps, but if there is anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
Do you have the not-so-jolly ranchers?
We got plenty of jolly ranchers, but none of those are not-so-jolly.
Yeah, not-so-jolly. Yeah. Do you have sour turds?
Ew, what? What is that?
Sour turds. I don't know. I mean, that sounds disgusting to me.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Do you have little liquor tequila pops with the worm inside?
No.
You know what? They should only sell those to adults age 21 or over. That's the law. That's just dangerous. All right, I only have a few more, dear. Do you have Three Musketeers bar?
No.
Okay.
We got the regular. We got the old-fashioned Three Musketeers.
Do you have the tobacco fun dip?
No, kids shouldn't be dipping
right.
tobacco.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What? That's what I'm saying, dear.
No.
Yeah,
not
I think it was the Copenhagen flavored. Do you have Wrigley's Pootstripe gum?
Oh, my Lord.
I know. That's horrible. Do you have peppermint fatties?
I think that one's kind of mean. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard of the York peppermint patties, but not the fatties. I only have a couple more here. Ready? Do you have belly button lint balls?
Ew.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. All right, do you have booger daddies?
Oh, Lord. Listen, I thought you said you only had a few more.
I said I only have a couple more, and I only have a couple more. Two more here, okay?
This list is getting pretty long, and I got customers
I know,
that I have to send
yeah,
to.
I know. I only have one more.
Okay, real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, one more. Here we go. Last one. Do you have Nestle's Crunch Bars?
Okay. No, ma'am.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad you don't have that. My little dog Coco, he does that all the time to strangers when they come in the house.
Oh, that is just gross.
Yeah, that's probably TMI. Too much information is what the young kids say.
I think so. I think a lot of it is TMI.
Yeah, but you know what's so good? That's all I have. You have
done so well.
I am so happy. And I will be able to shop your establishment this Halloween for my trick-or-treat candies.
You do that.
Okay.
Okay, it was interesting talking to you.
I know, and happy Halloween to you.
You too, happy Halloween. Thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.
She's wanting to get Thelma off there, wasn't she? It's like, I don't have time for you. You got any more?
I want to try them all.
I know.
I would.
That's your crazy candy crank off with Thelma Hollister for Halloween this year.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Dentists give out the most conflicting information I've ever seen. Every year at Halloween, we have the dentist tell us all these horror stories about candy. But when you go to the dentist, they got chocolate chip cookies, bacon in the lobby half the time. I mean, which is it? Are we supposed to not eat sugar? Which is, by the way, stupid marketing on your part, because you're trying to get more customers, not less, right? Yeah. I don't know many professions where they try to keep the people from coming in.
Right.
But in this case, it's really annoying because the dental surgeons of America are urging children not to eat suckers and sticky Halloween candies this Halloween. And they're asking the public, that's us, to consider giving trick-or-treaters stickers and Play-Doh instead of candy. Now, first of all, I don't think Play-Doh is that good for your teeth anyway.
Yeah, and it tastes horrible.
But they're saying that lollipops and sticky sweets cause tooth decay, and although it's a, quote, big ask for Halloween, they say adults can help by being the most hated person in your neighborhood and getting your house torn up.
Yeah. I can see that. You know, honestly, we could just give them a dollar bill or 50 cents or whatever.
50 cents? You'd be the guy getting beat up again.
But you think about how much candy cost. It's like every trick-or-treater just hand out a dollar bill.
Oh, good Lord. I mean,
you ain't even shopping. It's expensive, but it ain't that expensive.
But you know, my friend's kids, they're limited to their candy intake.
Yeah.
But they love Play-Doh and stickers. So I think that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, the problem is your kids are friends' kids are how old?
Well, they're 7 and 2.
But I mean, you got 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds and 14-year-olds trick-or-treating.
You give out different ones to different things. I don't know. But they don't make fun-size Play-Doh. That's the thing.
But they got smaller ones, though.
It's expensive.
Little cups.
Yeah. They do make fun-size Play-Doh, actually.
It's like a little cup of salsa.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're tiny.
You can buy like 10 at a time.
Well, but they also, some parents take really, really little kids, and they can't even have the candy. So stickers would be a cool substitute for them,
except those parents don't want stickers, and that's who they're actually getting the candy for is them.
Yeah. They're like, I know he's only one, but he really loves Sour Patch Kids.
That's funny, because I could see him drooling on one, too.
Well, you know what? Those happy birthday party favors. Just get like a pack of those and break those up in part Pete's, because they got little action figures and stuff.
Or you could give out candy like everyone wants. And then what the dentist can do is let the parents control how much candy their kid eats. Because honestly, limiting the amount your kid eats at one sitting and having them brush their teeth afterwards seems like the better choice to me than having to be the guy in the neighborhood who is giving out stickers and crap that only a small percentage of the kids actually would want.
I saw another dentist saying that if the kids are going to eat candy, have them eat it all in one sitting.
I've never seen that.
Because that way they don't eat on it all throughout the week. It's like one sitting. Here, I'm going to have 65 Reese's
Cups.
You
have like a reference for this? Because it sounds like something you made up.
That's how I handle my diets. I'll be like, if I eat this whole cake at once, then it's just out of the way and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
There you go. Yeah. It's some dentist in West Virginia.
So it's one dentist.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said. A dentist.
I didn't realize you meant just one.
No, I'm like, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if they brush their teeth afterwards, that's going to make a big difference. And they say with the younger kids, Cato, that you can get them a new fun toothbrush that might make them more willing to do that.
I think they'd rather have Play-Doh.
Yeah.
And I did see, I pulled up Amazon. They have a 42-pack of one-ounce Play-Doh for $17.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might be passing out things this year.
That's expensive, though.
Only 42 kids.
And it's hard for us, too. It's almost like we have to card the trick-or-treaters because you don't know how old they are, and there's that age where they're 10 to 12 where they're going to look at Play-Doh and go, I don't want that. I don't want a Play-Doh from you.
10 to 12. I think it could be more than 10
it
to 12.
It could be 8 to 12.
That's why you give out candy. Like everyone else, you can't go wrong. You can go right by giving out big candies if you want to, but it isn't your job to raise their kids. If they took them to your house, they knew there was a high chance they were getting candy. There's no reason to play God with their teeth.
Someone texted in and said they give out Pokemon card packs and do candy.
Well, Pokemon cards are expensive. They're like $4.99 a pack.
Yeah, and they give out the whole pack.
They do have the 3-card pack, too, though.
Now, you'd buy one pack, pass out one card to each kid.
There you go. And hope the kid, you know, gets
a good
one.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Because like a ton of kids would have no desire to
exactly.
get a Pokemon card.
Yeah,
I agree with you on that one.
That's why candy seems like it still comes back as the best choice.
I'll be honest. I got a bunch of deck of cards in my closet at home. I'll just get rid of a couple of them. Here, you want the king, queen, or jack?
Pick a card, any card.
This is coming from the guy who gave out alcoholic candy one year.
They'd be sitting there going, what magic trick are you going to do, sir? That's your treat right there.
You get to keep the two.
Well, they say more than half of children aged 6 to 8 years old have had a cavity in at least one of their baby teeth. they're going to fall out anyway.
Yeah.
And then they said at least half of teenagers have tooth decay in one of their permanent teeth. One? Sign me up.
There you go.
I got crowns and fillings and cavities and everything.
It's because you ate all the candy.
Yeah, I'm not the best spokesperson for this.
There you go. Well, happy Halloween from all of us here on the Hawk and Tom Show. Coming up, we're going to do sound effects theater for Halloween.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.